welcome to another episode of Let's Leisure. So there were lots of thoughts going into this, and I'm going to share because where else am I allowed to overshare but on my own fucking podcast? So here we are. I'm fixing my mic. I'm sorry if you're hearing all that extra noise. Okay, so clearly, as you can tell, the title of this episode is The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. Specifically, we're going to get into the last mother effing season that I have. I didn't realize I was going to have a lot of feelings, even as I was watching. But now that it's over and I've, like, I guess had time to fucking process, we're getting hit with a lot of feelings. So we're going to get into it. But I was also going to talk about, another show, that I recently did a rewatch on, the L Word Generation Q. Y'all know, if for those who watched it, there was like 8 episodes. So I did like a quick little rewatch, and, I have a lot of feelings about that too, because as I like rewatched it, and I had feelings about some characters that were like, y'all are awful, or like the writing could have been better, whatever. So instead of doing like a 2-for-1 special, we are going to do 2 separate episodes. Or I guess, really, why did I mention this? Because I'm interested if anyone would actually want me to talk about the Gen Q season, because it has been over for like months now. God, when did that even come out? Like early this year, I think it was. I know they're coming back with a season 2, if I'm not mistaken, but holy shit, I say this year like it's not 2021. Oh my god, that shit came out December 8th 2019. So yeah, early last year. Okay, so yeah, so it's been out a year. You know what? Fuck it. This is my own fucking podcast. We're gonna do that. So stay tuned for that. Executive decision. So anyways, the last season of The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. Like, what the fuck was that? What the hell is this? Honestly, mood meme, because what exactly was that? So, if you have not watched any of the episodes, or you still have the last season like me, or like I had, because I just finished it, like, crap. What are my notes? My notes say January 15th, but that's because I added something else. Okay, I'm pretty sure it was last, what are we? Yeah, last week. Duh. Yeah, last week. Okay, so anyways, my main point here is that there's going to be spoilers. So if you're trying not to be spoiled, then I'm sorry, you're going to have to wait. Or, you know what, do what you want. Okay, so let's get into this. So the last season of The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina Part 4 had 8 episodes. All were really long. I don't know if I really remember them being like over an hour, and all of them seemed, an hour is pretty standard, but I don't know, it was just like long, I guess. I don't know, maybe I'm just was finally noticing the timestamps or whatever. But anyways, so 8 episodes, the entire season basically consists of Sabrina and everybody else fighting these Eldritch terrors, which are these like 8 bad things that come and haunt the world, and basically are trying to, they're bad. They're like the worst of the worst, and they can't really be killed off from what I learned. So they are trying to figure out how to overcome them each episode. And I had meant to watch the trailer when it first dropped, but I was like, well, no, I'm gonna wait. I wanna do like a whole thing for my YouTube, whatever. And yeah, that never happened. So then when I finally started it, I had no idea what I was getting into. Could barely remember what the fuck happened last season or the last part, whatever. So I went in with like no expectations besides wanting to see what they were going to throw at me, and I was waiting to see Aunt Z because she's one of my favorite characters. And she did not disappoint. Aunt Zelda did not disappoint. Looking fine the whole season, so much sass. The only thing I could say was that her and Mambo didn't have a lot, and the way that they wrapped up, like, their relationship was really weird. So, yeah. So that's what all 8 episodes consisted of. Okay, so I don't know, it was very different from the other parts if you've seen the entire series, because then you would very well know that the entire series had, like, more or less a bigger overall arc of, like, a storyline, as opposed to basically, like, each episode having, like, a quick start and wrap up. And that's what I kind of felt, because when I watched the first one, they're fighting the terror that's, like, darkness, and they defeated it, and I'm like, okay, they wrapped it up already. And in hindsight, the bigger picture is that they had to fight 8 more, and they're trying to stop Faustus, and so, like, there is, like, a whole reason behind each terror, obviously, and so, like, you know, they're defeating each terror each episode. But it was, to me, maybe that too, because I haven't seen it in a while, but I mean, it was the season, I would say, was written differently to the fact that each episode had a nice little wrap up, as opposed to, like, continuation, and an overall storyline that the very last episode more or less wrapped up. So here are the few notes that I took, because there are 8 fucking episodes, so we tried to keep it short. Nick and Prudence. Okay, so I forgot that Nick and Sabrina were, like, not a thing anymore, but then him and Prudence were doing something, whatever. Aunt Zelda and Mambo, I literally wrote A. Sabrina's, like, trying to figure out dating, which is, it's kind of sad to, like, I don't know if it's just, like, my middle-aged, 20-age self talking, but the fact that she's, like, trying to date, and she feels, like, so alone and, like, not content with herself. It's like, Sabrina, you are only, like, 15, sweetie. 15, 16. Like, chill. But also get it, because she, like, all her friends are, like, booed up. And she doesn't really feel like she has anybody. So, like, relatable. But, yeah. And this is honestly the first time you really see Sabrina date. Because she was with Harvey. Then she was with Nick. And then she was, like, trying to save Nick. So, this is, like, first time that she's, I guess, really felt single. So minor detail in the whole thing. And then I put at the end, really solved this terror thing, because I was like, what, that can't be it, which of course it wasn't. There was 8 more, blah blah blah. Episode 2, they are fighting what is called the Uninvited, which, okay, so I don't know where worlds collide, but if you have ever heard of the X-Files and have seen what was, I think, the last season, maybe, or like the second to last season, I can't even remember anymore, but there's an episode where there's, like, a trash man or something haunting the streets and, like, killing people, and the guy who is supposed to be the Uninvited, the Eldritch Terror, I hope I'm saying that right, and they gave me, like, same correlation vibes for the fact that, like, trash dump man or whatever in the X-Files was, like, good to, like, the good people, and then, like, obviously bad to the bad people. And anyways, so the Uninvited basically was, like, he didn't talk, the person didn't talk, they had a sign, was like, need food, need this, need that, and, like, those that turned him away were then they had their hearts ripped out because they were cold. So that's the whole premise, and they're trying to figure out, like, how to stop him, while also the fact that the aunt is getting married, Hilda is getting married to Dr. I cannot remember his name right now. Dr. P, Dr. something. I could look this up, but it's minor-ish detail. So anyways, so, like, they're all on the lookout as the wedding is happening, and they're like, if this person shows up, you have to invite him in, because if not, we're all gonna die. Which, of course, Faustus was, like, slick and, like, cleaned him up, so, like, they didn't know it was the Uninvited Terror when he showed up, and so then Uninvited Terror, like, was like, hey, I'm gonna rip everybody's heart out because y'all turned me away. So anyways, apart from that, Anhilda's wedding was so cute, even though she was so cute in general, because she was like, I don't want anything big, I just want to get married here, and I want everyone to dress up as their, like, favorite movie character, etc. And, like, that's, like, low-key cute, because me, as, like, a big movie/TV person, I like that idea. So anyways, that was the gist of episode 2. Episode 3, here are my notes. Creating her own man, Sabrina. Girl, she really was out here trying to create, like, the best parts of Harvey and Nick through wax. Like, I know it was, like, spell and magic, but she was out here doing that shit. Like, it reminded me of, like, those things that you put in water. Like, those tiny figurine things that grow in water after, like, 4 or 5 days. Because she had her mans in the bathtub just growing, doing its thing. Roz and Mambo. Okay, so Mambo, as we know, came in last season. Oh, I don't know how she came in, but she picks up on Roz and, like, what is, you know, Roz has, like, the cunning or whatever, she has visions, so she, like, picks up on her and is like, do you really know your history, etc. Anyways, Roz turns out to be a witch, and I'm like, really? So as I was watching, I'm like, I mean, like, technically that makes sense because she can fucking see shit that other people can't see. But then now, as I reflecting and, like, her part in the show, I'm like, okay, so, like, they really, like, basically she's in a whole ass coven now. Yo, okay, Lilith and the baby, ? Lilith out here had a baby. So again, detail that I had forgotten. I didn't know, like, Lilith was, like, expecting a baby, what the whole thing is, whatever. Memory is shot. So they really gave her a baby, and it was so cute. Baby Adam, whatever. But it was weird because baby came out of nowhere. Maybe I just wasn't paying attention. I don't know. The whole new academy, now prays to Dark Mother Hecate, which is, like, badass. It's a whole woman they pray into. That is their god. I'm here for it. And then it's also Hecate who helps Lilith and the baby, because the baby apparently was gonna, like, rip her apart, which was a really good scene, I think, creative, because, like, all the girls are, like, around Lilith and they're all sharing the pain so Lilith can legit just give birth. So that's something right there. I'm here for that. And then my last comment was, the weird terror is wild. Oh yeah, the weird terror had to do with an octopus, and, like, somehow got in Sabrina and was, like, taking over her brain, and she was, like, low-key becoming an octopus. It was really weird, especially the, like, dreams she was having where, like, the weird was talking to her. Low-key creepy because, you know, she was turning into an octopus, but that's it. Episode four, I think the terror was called, oh, the imp, that's what it was. So, you know, little monkey thing, you make a wish and, like, that's what happens. Faustus gets a hold of it. This man's out here being like, I wish I was emperor or, like, king or whatever this entire time. And so, of course, like, it changes everything, and Sabrina is, like, public enemy number one. So my biggest take from this, I said, the aunt's not remembering, little sad emotional face. Only up to the Greendale border he could have this, like, basically, like, illusion over that he was emperor for all this time, and, like, everyone, like, hails him, whatever. I did write that the imp was wild because a lot of people are for this Faustus army being emperor, and then the aunt's not remembering Sabrina, like, at all was wild. Also, what was one other thing? Oh, it was only Roz and Sabrina who could remember anything. And then there was, like, low-key, like, secret what, group or whatever trying to take over, whatever. This is where I also learned Blackwood can't die. I think they probably covered this before, but it was, like, reiterated, so it was like, oh great. And then suddenly, oh, because of the imp changing things, Nick didn't remember that he and Sabrina were a thing. So when he meets Sabrina in this different world, she's, like, hiding, she's a brunette, and they're, like, you know, flirting, whatever. So I have Nick and Sabrina, ? Episode number 5. Oh gosh, I don't even know which one this was about. What did I write? Here are my notes. Sabrina is hesitant. The realms connecting. One Sabrina. Last 6 hours. Lilith kills Adam. I really don't remember what this one was about. Oh, I guess the realms connecting. Like what would be like hell and earth. And then like heaven, because there was like celestial thing. I don't know. Sabrina hesitant on like her and Nick, which honestly I would be too, because Nick was such an asshole if I remember correctly. He wanted nothing to do with Sabrina. But it's also funny that she's hesitant, because like all she wanted to do, she was dating like 2 episodes ago, and she was like missing Nick and like their qualities. So it's like, girl, why are you hesitant? You know you want him. The realms connecting. Oh yeah, rocks are shooting up everywhere. So also the two Sabrina, there was 2 Sabrinas at the end of last season, and there's still 2 Sabrinas. One is ruling hell, the other one's on earth, blah blah blah. That was crazy, which was kind of cool because we get like 2 different vibes. Does it also, did I don't think I noted, but Sabrina ends up getting married, like the one who's ruling hell ends up getting married to Calabar, something like that, the man made of clay. And yeah, so basically the heavens or what is like, you have to choose one Sabrina because that's what's fucking everything up. And that was a lie. This was a terror, if I'm not mistaken. And anyway, so they're like, this is the last 6 hours before you connect as one. So hell Sabrina hangs out with Sabrina's friends, and earth Sabrina literally goes and fucks Nick. Like she loses her virginity to him. And that's that. Lilith kills Adam because Devil, what is his name, I forgot, Sabrina's dad basically comes and like he's dealing with this whole two realms thing, and Lilith had been on the hideout the entire time, and she's like, I will kill my son before I ever let you raise him, etc, etc. So she kills him, and at first I thought it was a joke, but she like really killed him, which is one of my notes for episode 6. Here are my thoughts. Return of the Dead, that is like the terror for this episode. Damn, so Lilith really killed the baby. Damn, no one wants Sabrina. Capital letters, Mamba was fake. Hated that little twist, but let's continue. Return of the Dead, except they're not supposed to know it's dead, because if not, that's when they turn bad, which is like good. I mean, it was cool because we got to see like characters come back, but bad because Sabrina's dad comes back, but then he's like, Sabrina's not my child. She's only 2 months old. Like, he doesn't connect, and like that really hurts Sabrina, and like this is comes to a realization to her that like she really cares for this person that she only knew for 2 months of her life. Like, it's her dad, but like she had so much love that really didn't make sense. So girl's doing a full circle here. The Lilith thing, that was really sad, because you know it was like one of her own. Damn, no one wants Sabrina. What is this? Oh, I think because the Sabrina merged, or Sabrina died or something like that, and the guy from hell was like, she will not be here. I don't care, remember, honestly. Oh, and then the Mambo, not that she was fake, but like it was like somebody else. I can't remember what it was. The person reminded me, for my people who watch American Horror Story, reminded me of Papa Roach, something from the Coven season, where it's supposed to be like basically a deal with the devil, like takes the dead. So anyways, we find that out because Mambo is playing a game of like Return to the Dead, or Let the Dead Stay on Earth, with the dead king, whatever person. And anyways, like that's their part, that's how it's discovered. There's not really much to it, but Aunt Zelda is like really sad about it, because it's like, what, who are you? But then they're like kind of okay, because Mambo's like, I have to go, I have to leave you, I have to tell you the truth of who I am. I'm like, I guess like the ruler of the undead or something, I don't know. Proceeds to like exit out of all the house with all the dead people and into like a cemetery, and then they're like gone. So like I don't know. Episode 7, the terror is called The Endless. This one was so weird. Okay, so my notes here are: The Endless, Other Aunties, Other World is Weird, Salem is Weird. So this one was actually a really cool episode. This one's basically for my oldies. That's rude, I'm sorry. This is for people who grew up with the Sabrina by Melissa Joan Hart. So this one was like an alternative universe. So Sabrina from Hell is the one who ended up coming here and is trying to save the world's hitting and like messing up or whatever. So here, like, it's called The Endless because it's like she's on a TV show about her life, basically, of what has already happened. And so it's Sabrina that we know now, but the aunties are not the auntie and Aunt Hilda that we have come to know. No, it's Beth Broderick and Caroline Rhea. So it's like the 90s aunties who come, which is so cool because like it's all the Spellmans, but it's like the original aunties. So they make huge cameo. And so they're the aunties in this world, and then like the backup aunties are the aunties that we know of current Sabrina. And The Other World is Weird because they're all in a script and they're like, if you don't know your lines or if you mess up three times, you're sent to the green room. The green room, you never return. And then we learned that that's where they cut up the bodies and like make tuna or like feed what is the endless, that terror. And like Salem is like the star and is like making all the decisions. And Salem is the Salem that we know from the 90s version of Sabrina, which is like the looking like a stuffed cat. And it was just weird. But yeah, so Sabrina's like the whole time trying to figure out like how she's gonna stop, and then like trying to figure out how she's gonna stop the following terror to like mess up, because the following one is called The Void, and that's basically episode 8. So episode 8, Sabrina dies. She ends up escaping the endless, like basically alternative universe, whatever. But she ends up dying, which is sad because like Earth Sabrina is holding Hell Sabrina. And she's like, I have to warn you, I couldn't stop. The void is coming and it's gonna wipe out everything. So anyways, so then Sabrina has like some idea of using Pandora's box, thinking it fixed the void, but it really didn't. Lila taking what's hers, all caps, hell yeah. What did I say here? Oh, I think she ends up killing, and then like she gets her powers back. Oh my gosh, yes. Okay, so like the 2 episodes prior, you know, she killed baby Adam, the return of the dead, so she's kind of being haunted by baby Adam's laughs. So she ends up having like this sword that's supposed to be able to kill like everything. I can't remember whose sword it is, but anyways, so Lilith ends up killing like this like king whatever person who is part of the undead. So like Mambo is like very grateful. And Mambo's like, I can't give you what I want, what you want, which is the return of Adam, but you can get something like similar. I can't remember what she gives her, but she gives her something. So anyway, so then Lilith then returns to Hell. She ends up cutting a deal, and she ends up getting her powers back because she helps the devil tell where I think Sabrina is, I don't know, for like battle, whatever. And she ends up getting her powers back, but then she ends up like killing him and stabbing him in the back where he's like I guess most vulnerable, which are his wings, which were cut off anyways. Yeah, so like my whole thing here was like, hell yes, Lila taking everything. Which I believe it was last season at one point they the coven, the Dark Academy, was a Dark Academy of Lilith, or maybe this was like just the fandom and fans online that were like all hail you know, Dark Mother Lilith. I don't know. But I wish we would have seen more of that. I would have loved to have seen Lilith, like, take over, like, a whole ass coven. So, anyways. My following 2 notes say there's a lot of void shit happening. Clearly, this whole episode wrapped that whole thing up. And then my last, or second to last, it says there's no fucking way she dies. And then my last comment, I said that's period how period it ends period. So, as we know, the void was coming. The void is supposed to, like, wipe everything out. It's, like, the end, whatever. So, God, how the heck did the void happen? I don't know. Sabrina ends up opening Pandora's box, but the aunties and, like, her family end up pulling her soul back, and they put her into, like, what was hell, Sabrina. So she's like, no, this didn't fix anything. So then somehow the void is, like, getting into Sabrina's body. So then she ends up, like, going away, and she ends up crossing Faustus. Faustus ends up teaching her how to basically control, like, the void within her, and also teaches her how to, like, separate her from the void, and, like, basically closing out the void into, like, Pandora's box to, like, lock it away so, like, it's an over with terror. But so, like, she had to, like, bleed out, and, like, they weren't able to save her and, like, close her up in time. So Sabrina literally dies bleeding out on the table. This reminded me kind of like fucking Twilight, when Bella's all, like, bloodied and dead, and Edward's trying to, like, bring her back to life. But, like, Sis is boned out and ripped after that baby birth. So anyways, I was like, there's no fucking way she dies. But she did. And then everyone's sad. And the, like, okay, I'm gonna be honest with you. I did not care about Sabrina dying. It was sad, I get it, and I'm like, she's the main character, but, like, what? But the only thing that made me sad was seeing the aunties, like, Aunt Zelda and Aunt Hilda cry. Oh my god, especially Auntie. Like, give Miranda Otto this fucking nomination or whatever, because Sis was out here emotional, making me emotional. I was like, don't cry, she's still alive. But she wasn't. Anyways, then we see Sabrina and what is supposed to be, I guess, like, her heaven or whatever, and Nick shows up, and she's like, Nick, but this is only for the, and then he's like, I went swimming in the Sea of Sorrows, and, like, the current was wicked or something, and basically, from what I read into it, or what people put onto my feed, is that, like, he committed suicide by drowning, and he's now with Sabrina forever, which is cute, because a couple episodes towards the end, he was like, I know it's you, Sabrina, like, we're endgame. But it's also, like, did they really establish that much of a relationship for, like, the audience to like, really feel that they are endgame and, like, for them to literally be together forever? Or did I just miss that completely? Maybe. I don't know. But, yeah, they freaking killed Sabrina off. They killed her. And I think it was today, actually, somebody put on my feed that it was from last season, when it's supposed to be, like, way forward ahead of time, and we see that Aunt Z dies first before Aunt Hilda, and so, like, Aunt Hilda and Sabrina are at the deathbed of Aunt Z. So it's like somebody says, this is how you know that Sabrina can't really be dead, because she wasn't supposed to be dead from that other, I guess, like, future episode from the previous season. I don't know. But there are a lot of works that they're trying to, like, get her on, I think, Riverdale or something. I don't know. Oh, there's also, I think, talks of them, of, like, the, I guess, the creators or people trying to get picked up by HBO. And, yeah, I really hope that happens, because I don't know. Like, I liked this last season, to where, like, each episode had its own thing going, but then still connected, like, you still had to watch all of it. So, like, it was different, and, like, it was still action-y, but I really hated the wrap-up. Like, they really killed her off. Like, seriously. I mean, I guess they couldn't make it, like, all happy and stuff, but, like, I don't know. That, literally, it was going so well up until she died, and then they buried her, and then Nick shows up. Like, really? I don't know. I felt like it was just a quick write-off. And so I hope that, like, if they decide to get picked up somewhere else or continue to, like, mix the world into Riverdale, that there's just something different, because that was not it. yeah. So I think that's my main thing. My main feeling is the fact that they really ended this show by fucking killing off Sabrina, and I hated it. Hated it. Apart from that, I know Sabrina wears a wig, or Kiernan, who plays Sabrina, wears a wig as Sabrina. So that was cute. Like, the wig was popping. Also really liked this one episode where they had to, like, I can't remember Oh, I think it was the Return of the Dead. They had to go in hell, and there was, like, a battle of the bands. That episode was really cool. Once again, Aunt Zelda was looking fine. And that was my most excitement. Sad that she's gone. Really need this show to have, like, something else happen. Because the way that it honestly ended was not it. Okay, yeah, see? Spinoff. Riverdale spinoff. So I hope something else happens. Like, I don't think they would do a movie. I could kind of see it. But, like, I don't know. But I just... There's just no way that it can... I just hated the ending, and I can't shut up about it, because I did not expect it. And, considering how the other one... I mean, like, this isn't... I don't know. I don't know if it's because I'm just open to a lot of shit, but I didn't think this show was, like, bad or, like, too childy, I guess. So, like, for them just to write it off, ugh, I don't know. Okay, so that's all my thoughts on that. Auntie looking fine as fuck. The OG aunties from the 90s Sabrina was cool with that crossover. And there was one picture where both Aunt Hildas were, I think, serious, and then both Aunt Hildas were, like, laughing or talking or something. It was, like, something like that. And I thought that was a really neat moment. It was, like, a BTS photo. I think it was on Miranda Otto's Instagram feed, or maybe it was on, I think it was. Anyways, that was cute. The hair was cute, even though I know it was a wig. That Battle of the Bands moment was cool. And I think that's kind of my own takeaway. I guess I really like the idea too of, like, the two Sabrinas. Also, the fact that I mentioned that Sabrina gets married. She got married in, like, a red lacy dress, which was kind of cute. That was a moment. And Lilith had a lot going on in the earlier seasons, and she definitely dwindled out, which I guess makes sense, because, like, there was more, like, Sabrina ruling the underworld and having more time with her dad, as opposed to, like, just being watched over by Lilith. But I kind of wanted more Lilith towards the end of the season, but she was still there. She was doing her thing. And that's my own thought. That's about it. That's all I will say. Oh my god, my dog's asleep and she's, like, barking in her sleep. Can you hear that? I hope it, wait, did I re-get it? Maybe I should, oh. Every time I talk, she, like, goes to do it. So I'm trying to be quiet. This has now turned into ASMR with Allie. Okay, I think she's done. Thank you so much for listening, and let me know somewhere across social media what your thoughts were. I know I, like, took, like, what, 2 weeks to watch it after it was dropped, but here we are, and I will see you guys next time. Thank you for listening. 拜。